You are listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.
And I'm Marcy Silman. Now that the Boeing machinists have rejected the controversial contract extension offer, company executives say they're actively looking at moving the 777X airplane program to another state. Washington officials estimate the 777 program would support more than 56,000 jobs here over 16 years, and it represents more than $21 billion in economic benefits for the state. But beyond the numbers, how would communities and small businesses be affected if the program leaves? Yesterday, our colleague David Hyde drove up to the Diamond Knot Brewery and Ale House, a business started by two Boeing employees back in 1994. The Ale House is near the waterfront in Mukilteo, just down the road from Boeing. Manager Chris Pugh says they see a lot of Boeing machinists at all hours, especially after the shift changes.
We get the late night shifts. The guys come in the morning after their shifts. Just a great group of people, great group of guys that come in, that I've gotten the opportunity to get to know over the years. But yeah, definitely. And you can always tell because of their jackets. You got the jackets on, the signifying the machinists on there. You know what I mean? Or the bright green.
So the big news today about the 777 contract.
Yeah.
Question is for you.
Yesterday.
How does the possibility of that line moving somewhere else, if that were to happen, how do you think that could affect the business?
You know, it's funny because for the last 4 years I've seen, right when I got hired, they said, hey, there's going to be a lot of Boeing guys. You're going to see a lot of Boeing guys come in. And it's just, I didn't really know what that meant. And then sure as heck, they just started flooding in. And you know, I got to know all these guys and, I got to hear their stories and I got to hear who they are. And, with this kind of shot, it's discomforting to say the least, you know what I mean? Because I know these guys on a personal level. And, I think that for us, it's just you're talking about an entire crowd that's going to be, taken out of the atmosphere, which is the atmosphere. And that goes for the entire crew here. You know what I mean? We're just one big family. And our guests, such as the guys at Boeing, tend to be that as well. So it hurts us a little bit as well,
What do you think the effect could be on the business?
Oh, scale of 1 to 10. 10 being the worst. I'd probably peg it at a 7 or an 8. You know what I mean? That's a huge... The owners of the company started out as Boeing guys. You know what I mean? So that's where, Diamond Knot originated. Diamond Knot has a home at Boeing. You know what I mean? You take Boeing away, that's a little piece of Diamond Knot that's gone as well. You know what I mean? Why do people, it's just sad. It's just sad, I think.
That's Diamond Knot Brewery and Ale House manager Chris Pugh. He spoke to our colleague David Hyde about how their business could be affected if Boeing moves to another state. I'm Marcy Silman with Ross Reynolds, and you're with The Record here on KUOW.